1942.
Congratulations to one of the best run St. Louis companies in the region. Of course, I'm talking about R&R Sanitation Porta Potties. And when it comes right down to it, when you need a porta potty, there's really only one company to call, and that's R&R Sanitation. Whether it is a special event, a wedding, a family reunion, large events, or maybe even construction sites, did you know that most of the top construction firms in St. Louis use R&R Sanitation? Because they're the best. They're bigger. They're 40% larger, which makes for a cleaner toilet longer. They also service in a much more frequent basis. In fact, R&R Sanitation has been so successful here in St. Louis, they are now working in Columbia, Jeff City, and Lake of the Ozarks because so many people have called for their service, they now have had to expand. So for all of your porta potty needs, call R&R Sanitation, 314-776-4000. That's 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. And yes, they really do want your stinking business, R&R Sanitation.
Hi, I'm John Grayson for True Clean Carpet, voted number one in St. Louis by readers of St. Louis Magazine because they get your carpet truly clean. The dogs have been walking on it. The kids have been walking on it, tracking in dirt from the outside. True Clean is there to help. And your carpet will be truly clean because of their steam thinning process, which uses no shampoos, no residue to dry and get sticky on your carpet. It will stay clean longer and dry faster, just 1 to 2 hours instead of the 8 to 12 hours you're told to expect from other inferior carpet cleaners. True Clean Carpet got 99% of the reviews on the website for 5 stars for outstanding service. They've got an A+ Better Business Bureau rating, and for 13 years, True Clean Carpet has been the name to know in St. Louis for carpet cleaning. All the True Clean technicians have had extensive background checks. They have all provided outstanding service, and that leads to your carpet staying cleaner longer. Just remember, no matter how it got dirty, to get it truly clean, you've got to call True Clean Carpet at 314-427-9500. That's 314-427-9500, or go to truecleancarpet.com.
Hi, everybody. I'm Florissant Mayor Tom Schneider. We love our beautiful, safe, historic city just minutes from Lambert, never far from the action. Florissant's a great place for summer fun. Our Florissant Saturday night concerts at St. Ferdinand Lake begin July 15th with Rockin' Chair Band Rockin', followed by SSJ Rock and Roll Show July 22nd, Witch Wax in the Hollywoods with Theo Peoples and the Four Tops on July 29th. Smash himself leads Smash Band on August 5th, Billy Peak performs August 12th, Fanfare with Kitty Moeller rocks August 19th, and Boeing Employees Concert Band closes the series August 26th. July 26th, Florissant and Old Town Partners host Wednesday Night Out with an ice cream social and family movie night at the Nice Grounds. And another Florissant Wednesday Night Out will be August 30th, a tropical beach party on St. Francis Street from Stems Florist to Husband Insurance Agency. And Florissant Friday Food Truck Nights to help Team Food Pantry will be August 18th at the Knights Grounds. You can visit FlorissantMo.com for more details on summer fun in Florissant.
Hey, would you buy a house without looking inside? Well, of course not. Well, shouldn't you be just as diligent when choosing a financial advisor? Hey, it's Sean Hannity here. And just as a house is more than four walls, well, a financial advisor is more than just a nice office. Now, what's their background? Do they work in your best interest as a fiduciary? What's their financial specialty? Now, you want to know all these things because the chances are, over your lifetime, you're going to trust them with far more than the value of your home. Because knowledge and experience count for a lot in retirement income planning. Here in St. Louis, you need to know Ken and Lori Heise and the team at the Heise Advisory Group. Call them now at 314-328-6000. That's 314-328-6000. Don't be cavalier with your financial assets. Heise Advisory Group, 314-328-6000.
Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management LLC, AEWM, and Heise Advisory Group are not affiliated companies. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
How much is that dog in the window?
You think the cat people are upset that our theme music is about, you know, a dog? Well, then the parrot people would have to be upset. Hey, you can't include them all.
No.
We'd have to have a whole bunch of songs. One about lizards. Cat scratch fever. Now, we told you earlier that after the news block, we have Dr. Doug Vernikoff, and look at this. Here he is. We don't lie. Dr. Doug is brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States of America. Great window, great price, great warranty behind it, and a good housekeeping seal of approval. Here's how this works, the same way it's worked for years and years and years. No monologue. We do our pleasantries, and and we get right to you. And if you have a question and you'd like to not pay a clinic visit, the whatever the charge is, the average charge for a visit to the vet, we do a three over the phone. Here we go. Oh, Clarkson Wilson Veterinary Clinic. That's where you find him. For most cell phones, just hit star KTRS. That's star 5877. Other phones, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. If I were you, I would call right now. Here he is, Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hey, how is everyone today?
Terrific, doctor, and I think I know how you are.
I am AM in the PM.
Now, you don't play golf, do you?
No, I had wrestling and football injuries in my neck, and I can't swing a club without hurting.
That's too bad. I'd love for you to come to our golf tournament the 15th of September. We're down to five foursomes left, and I say that for those of you listening. Let's see, how many golfers is that? You've got four and a foursome. We have five foursomes left, and that's
so
it.
Four fivesomes, and then you carry the five, and
four,
37 spots.
37 spots.
Oh my God. Well, maybe I can just take a bunch of these opiates that everybody's taking and not feel anything.
You know what? Go and just ride along in a cart. You don't have to play.
I might do that.
You don't have to. Might do it?
Well, how do I find out about it? Do I get online?
KTRS.com.
Okay.
And up at the right, upper right corner, there's a banner. It says Frank Opinion Golf Tournament, which it's not my tournament. I'm just hosting it. Click on that, and up comes everything. Everything you need to do to lock it in, okay?
I'm going to do it today.
So, well, thank you. Think about that. And grab
maybe you can bring some exotic animal or something with you.
Yeah, carry like a python along?
Yeah, you know what? That'd be great.
Baby alligator, you could just drop it on the course.
You wouldn't. That'd be great.
Yeah, there'll be a python.
Probably around a 10-footer, a 12-footer.
Well, you do?
Big albino.
You do? Do you have a
I know I'm being braggadocious, but...
do you have an albino python?
I do have one at my house. I have to check and see if I can get him there. But it'd be interesting.
It would be interesting. And get three other people, get a foursome, it's $500. It's a real deal, because if you do it individually, it's $125 a piece. Yet if you do a foursome, $500.
Yeah.
And if you run the numbers, you'll see what a great bargain that is.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I will look into it this evening.
All right. Would you like some calls?
I would love to.
All right, let me give the numbers one more time, because for whatever reason, for all these years, people wait, because their line's open now, and I told them to call, so give them one more chance here.
Okay.
Most cell phones, star KTRS. That's star 5877. Other phones, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. We will start with Kim. Kim, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Dog.
How are you, honey?
I'm good, thank you. I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you.
What kind of problem?
Yeah, I have a 3-year-old female cat, Chippy, that I've had since she was a baby.
Uh-huh.
And she's strictly indoors. It's always been just me and her. Got her shot, she's fixed. 2 weeks ago, I took in a male cat. He's 10 to 12 years old. His mommy passed away, and the family was just kind of throwing him out, letting him fend for himself. Couldn't let that happen. You know, he'd always lived with her. His sister cat, who passed away a year ago. So for the very first night, my cat Tippy, she whipped him twice. She beat him up, nothing severe.
I couldn't hear you, honey.
Kim.
Oh, did we lose Kim?
My goodness. What the heck? What was her question?
I never heard a question.
Well, she was getting to, I think, her cat.
I think it was about introducing the male, and maybe the female was doing something
she
different.
She swatted, I think, the new cat a couple times, she said.
Yeah.
Hopefully she can get back
in. Animal abuser.
No, the cat, the female cat swiped the new one.
Oh, you meant Kim swatted.
No.
Before we jump to the next call, I have a real quick question here. I have a set of steps. It's exposed aggregate, and there's a hole under the top step, and there's a tunnel been dug in there. And at one time, it was a groundhog family, and I killed all of them. Now, don't pee to me, people. Okay, these things tear things up, and they got bad teeth. They're rodents. So the next thing I know, there's a snake family under there, black snakes.
You should have called me.
Now, wait a minute. Now it's groundhogs again. The snakes are gone. So my question is, who ran who off? Who's the winner in a fight? A black snake or a groundhog?
Using it at different times of the year for different reasons. So
because I was thinking like once I kill the groundhogs, the snakes went, hey, here's a neat little burrow. Let's get in here. And then here comes the groundhog going, hey, get out. That's my uncle's house. He passed away.
I can bring some live traps around and you can borrow them and see if we can catch them. And then we'll relocate them.
I'd rather shoot them in the head. I enjoy that. Right, now, come on, the groundhogs. You know that people hate groundhogs.
I love them.
You do?
Oh, of course. They're just another interesting little
critter. Don't think they should be shot like coyotes should be shot?
Mm-mm, I don't think either should be shot.
Well,
I got a list of people. Talk to some
farmers about that. And
no, I know. I know people do it.
They lose pets to coyotes. They kill farm animals. And these stinking groundhogs, like gophers and moles times 10. They're just, and they're.
You know, now we have armadillos all over the place.
Oh, I saw one 2 days ago, but everyone I see is dead on the road. Yeah.
Wait,
I have yet to see one. They jump up.
Right. They jump up and smash their head.
But I've yet to see an armadillo walking around that hadn't been killed by a car.
I've seen one or two, but just off the roads.
Kim's back. We've reconnected. Let's bring Kim. I don't know what happened. We're sorry. Go ahead. Let's start this thing over. What's your question?
I tried to
distract
it.
No, Kim.
Tippy beat him up the first
time. Kim, we hear you talking. Kim, what?
Oh, come on. Seriously, can you hear me?
Yeah, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, go ahead. What do you got for Dr. Doug?
Okay, I just want to know if he could tell me any way that I could get Tippy and this new cat to get along.
Okay. Yeah, so initially what you need to do is kind of, they're going to want to be a little persnickety. I would just probably, one way to do, there's multiple ways. One way to do it would be to put the male cat in a cage. We call it a howdy cage, and then we let that male cat howdy cage stay close in maybe a confined area where the female has to negotiate with him one way or the other, but inside a cage where she feels safe. So, and then over time, what you can do with your supervision, you can sit and kind of put them in a small space again where they have to kind of just get to know each other. Typically, cats versus dogs, in my experience, eventually will accommodate one another. The worst case scenario is typically that the female cat will say, no way, Jose, and will you stay in your area, you stay out of my space. And yeah, they can be together without hurting each other, but may not be best friends.
They just fought that very first night, and she was the aggressor, but I really thought she'd be happy to have a friend. And
She probably wants to pick her own friend.
Yeah. They want you picking.
Well, thank you so much, and can you tell Frank one thing for me?
Let me get him. Frank, come here. Kim wants to tell you
Frank,
something.
Frank.
Hi, Kim. What is it?
Well, I was thinking that those Carruthers brothers that do the reporting, I'm surprised they weren't over at Swansea when the helicopter landed.
No, you know what? I'm glad you said that. They just filed a report about that thing, and we're going to have it coming up in the Playhouse.
Fabulous. I love you guys.
We love you more, and in a sexual way, okay?
Thank you.
Did you say that?
Sure, I did. And in a sexual way. There are two kinds of love. There's that brotherly love. She's not my brother.
Right.
And then the sexual love.
I got you.
Yeah, okay. Let's get Ken in here. Ken, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hey, Ken, how are you, sir?
Not too bad. AM and the PM.
Hallelujah. I like the way you talk.
Wow, thank you. I got a similar question for you.
Okay.
We kind of adopted a stray cat that came around, and now he's ours, obviously. And my wife got him fixed and everything, got him up to date on shots. And now we have another stray that she's wanting to adopt. They're both males.
Oh, boy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and they're both adults. She went ahead and got him fixed because he's been roaming the neighborhood anyway. But they clash. They do not get along. We can't even keep them in the same house at night. We have to put one out in the garage. But now it's getting hot. I'm kind of worried about that. So.
Yeah, you should be. Yeah.
Let them kill each other.
Both neutered, right? You neutered both
of
them? Yes.
Okay. Yes.
You know, that's a little bit more difficult because even though they've been neutered, they're adults, they probably have some learned male behavior that isn't going to go away right away. So you might want to talk to your veterinarian about either using some mood-modifying drugs or mild sedatives to kind of get them tempered down a little bit. This might be one approach. And then start to do the same kind of introductions we were talking about, where you give them a little bit of time together under the guidance of you guys.
Ken, have they shown any signs of homosexual behavior?
No, I wish they would.
Because I have seen male dogs do that, and I think interesting.
You're probably confused.
It's the heat. Right. Let's just blame it on the heat. Once it cools down, they'll be fine, probably.
Give them some time. It may or may not work completely. Like I said, they're males, and males tend to know they're males, especially after being an adult with yesticles for a number of years. So,
yesticles.
Yesticles. And it takes about, you know, they say sometimes 30 to 45 days or so for whatever hormones they had circulated in your body to kind of disappear. So if it's been recent, you may not be able to make an assessment right now.
Nah, it's been probably 6 months since.
So they should have been connecting by now. Are they both inside now strictly?
No, we let them come and go as they please. They were kind of wild. They have their claws.
Ken, this is from what I gather, this is all your wife's fault. You let your wife cause all this.
I agree.
Knock that stuff off.
Hey, Ken, you want to make sure that they also get, I don't know what vaccines you got, but you want to make sure they're tested for feline leukemia and FIV. And that's a smarter thing to do to make sure you're not letting them go out and exposing diseases to other cats, okay? And your vet may or may not have done those particular vaccines.
Right. I left that up to her.
Or get a divorce.
Or get a divorce.
Well, I would just explain to her, if you don't do that and then they keep going outside, then they're going to be exposing themselves if they're positive for one of those problems.
Right.
So that would be a good thing to do now. Okay.
Good luck with this, Ken.
Well, enjoy. We appreciate that you adopted him.
Thank you. You know, again, the difference between my marriage and a lot of other marriages, my wife at one time said, she said, you know, I'm thinking about going to a shelter and adopt. I said, stop it right there. I said, don't you say another word.
And that was it. How do you know it wasn't a child?
Doesn't matter. I told her to stop it, and she stopped it. You got to teach a wife her place.
You tell her to get back in the kitchen?
That's exactly what I told her. And then she said, and do what? I don't know how to go.
Just stand there. Just stand in front of the stove.
Yeah. I'm cruel. We need to play back all the things you said about your wife. Holy cow. My mild compared to yours. This would be Paula. Hey, Paula. That was a great song many years ago. Say hi to Dr.
Right. Will you marry me? Dr.
Yeah. Hey, Paula.
Paula.
I'm going to marry you sometime.
Hey, and there's a new Uranus sign on Highway 44. Did you guys see it?
It's about time.
A brand new one?
I saw it.
Near Bourbon.
I saw it. I saw it about 6 weeks ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's neat.
About time.
Yeah. I was calling, and while I'm thinking about it, I'm thinking maybe this is a Farmer Dave question, but I always know that I have a farm, and I see all the farmers, they hang the coyotes up on the fence to let everybody know that they're getting the coyotes. And I just noticed last week there are some, somebody had armadillos hanging from the fence, and I wonder if it's for that same reason.
They had an arm and dildos.
Armadillos are
right up Uranus.
My goodness. Okay, she wins. She wins.
No one-upping that one.
No. One up. Yeah.
I believe that they're just, because they burrow so much, people could rationalize that they're being very destructive.
Let me ask you a question. Well, she said they hang the carcass of the coyote?
I guess.
For what? But what's the...
Ask Farmer Dave about it.
What's the message? Are they trying
to... The message is they're letting them know that they've eliminated this many. I mean, you might go along a fence line and see 10 of them.
I've never heard of that.
Wow. Really? No, I've heard of that kind of stuff. I mean, it's been done for years on different species. But, you know, I mean, do you think the armadillos are telling the other armadillos, watch out, did you see them?
Yeah.
That's right. Oh, look, this is what could happen to you.
Yeah? Well, I'm seriously, I'm thinking, do they think the coyotes are going to look at that and go, hey, let's get out of here?
It's probably just letting other farmers, maybe it's like a competition thing, or it's the other farmers.
Either that, or, you know, just letting them all, hey, look what I got rid of.
I just made up a joke. I just made this up just now. What is the armadillo's favorite song? Good Vibrations.
Oh, my goodness.
See, because a lot of times you can buy these vibrating things.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, thanks. I'm moving on.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Hey, you started it with Uranus sign. Thank you, Paula.
All right, goodbye.
Yeah. I love the way she tried to turn it on me.
Yeah.
What?
Frank,
what?
That's a moneymaker idea.
It could be. Wow, look at this. We're out of time. Would you like to join us again next Wednesday?
I certainly would.
All right. Considered done.
Dr. You're welcome.
Thank you, Doctor. Dr. Douglas Pernikoff, Clarkson-Wilson Veterinary Clinic, brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. That dogie, I hope that dogie is for sale. How are we doing on time here? We got to check in with Mr. Lama. Yeah. All right, first traffic, I'd like to turn it over now to one of the finest broadcasters that I've ever heard, but I'm not allowed to. Dan has to introduce.
Oh, okay. All right. Thanks, Frank. I'm going to throw it to Tim Weiland. He's going to give you some traffic information, Tim.
Okay, Dan. They've just sent more equipment out to an accident on westbound Highway 30 at Highway PP in the High Ridge area. We've got a pretty big backup to about Antire Road on 30. They've cleared an earlier incident that was on westbound Highway 40 out around Highway K. So traffic is still running slow between 94 and K, but starting to open up just a little bit more. Also, southbound 270 does have stop-and-go traffic now from Olive down through Doherty Ferry, again from Marshall Road up through Graboid. Kind of sluggish there. On eastbound Highway 40, you're jamming up from McKnight through Big Bend. And on westbound 40, look for slow traffic between Kings Highway and McCausland. You're still heavy between from an earlier accident that's off on the shoulder between Highway 170 through Clayton Warson. This traffic report is brought to you by Lowe's. And at Lowe's, pro customers, right now at Lowe's, you can save on the supplies you need most from the brands you trust to help you get the job done on time and on budget. Visit Lowe'sForPros.com for details. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
KTRS is your personality-driven electronic communication news feed where listeners like you are a part of the KTRS community. You can share information, ideas, comment, like, and react on the KTRS Facebook page or by texting us at 84126 or by calling us at 1-888-550-KTRS. That's 1-888-550-5877. You listen to us, we listen to you. On air, on the phone, and on social media. The Big 550 KTRS.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies, is the man in your life not as energetic or exciting as the guy you fell in love with? Well, it's not his fault. Once a man hits 45, his body has less free testosterone, which can make it a lot harder for him to stay in shape. That's why we want to give your guy a complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Nugenix can help boost his free testosterone levels with Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help him feel stronger, more energetic, and more passionate too. So if you want to help the guy in your life feel like the man he used to be, just text 42424 and enter the word MUCH and we'll give him a complimentary bottle. Award-winning Nugenix is available at many fine retailers, but you can only get your complimentary bottle from Nugenix. Text 42424 and enter MUCH. Again, text 42424 and enter M-U-C-H.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas.
Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Hello, it's Jennifer Blome from my good friends at Saliga Shoes on Manchester Road in Brentwood. Saliga Shoes is a family-run business selling shoes designed for both comfort and style. They have shoes for all ages, all occupations, and all lifestyles. John Saliga, his wife, their son, their entire staff treat customers like part of the family. Please go see my friends at Saliga Shoes on Brentwood. It's just north of Manchester Road. Call them today, 314-961-0110.
Metro Lighting, winners of the prestigious National 2017 Arts Award for Best Showroom, is your hometown source for the latest high-quality lighting at the best price for any budget. Ultimate customer service is their number one goal. They guarantee their prices against competitors and the internet, and they offer a one-year in-home warranty. How can you go wrong? Choose local and choose the best. Choose award-winning Metro Lighting, bringing bright ideas to St. Louis for 50 years. Visit MetroLightingCenters.com for the location nearest you. Rediscover North County with a staycation weekend at Palatine Renewal Center from July 21st through the 23rd. The staycation includes overnight accommodations, a tour of North County's remarkable historic landmarks, and meals at some of North County's finest restaurants. There will be time to relax and retreat at the gorgeous 83-acre Palatine campus. Everyone's invited to a free Saturday evening concert by Missouri Bottom Project at 7 p.m. Don't miss this opportunity to explore some of the richest history that St. Louis County has to offer. Visit PalatineRenewal.org for reservations.
What makes a Pella window a Pella window? Testing designs in wind-driven rain while offering distinctive looks. Testing beyond standards with style beyond the ordinary. Pella windows and doors. Perfectly beautiful.
Weekday mornings at 6:35. Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, let's bring him right in. He does not like to wait, and we're not going to make him. John Landoff, everybody.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey.
What's going on? How are you?
We're doing well. And listen, your golf tournament, and I'd like to sort of posture it as your golf tournament because
it's not.
It's Backstoppers, but you are our sort of billboard main sponsor, as you were.
Frank, it's your golf tournament, okay, sir.
John.
And last year they were like, "Hey, Blondoff, can you get me a couple beers?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'm not here to get beer for people."
It's not called.
Go get another slice or two of Peroni's pizza for me.
It's not called the Frank Opinion anything. It's the 550 KTRS Backstoppers Golf Tour. I'm just the host, but what I'm trying to say is...
What is it again?
It's the Big 550 KTRS Tournament.
Classic, right?
The second annual Classic Four to benefit Backstoppers.
How does that fit on the banner?
It doesn't. They can't have a banner. Can't be because it's not big enough. But thank you because you stepped in as you did last year, and you will be there, and you will play.
I will be there. I had another kind of a trip, and you know my wife was a few weeks ago. She goes, "You can't go." I'm like, "What do you mean?" She goes,
"Good for her.
That's Frank's golf tournament."
Good for her.
I'm like, "Thank God." This is weeks ago. So.
I wish she would play. I wish she'd come play. Now, there'll be four of us. You, me, Dan Peon, and I already have some interest from a big listener down in Texas. John is his name. In doing what that really nice guy, if you remember last year from Springfield, he worked at a bank. He stepped up, wrote a check for a couple $1,000, and he was our fifth in our fivesome, and he was the nicest guy.
He was a great guy. He was kind of quiet for...
He was very quiet.
Four holes. I'm like, "Hey, come on, you paid this much money. Hey, let's start talking." So we get him to open up, and then he started giving us trouble. We're like, "Yeah, now that's what we're talking about.
There you go.
A little trouble."
And then he hit a couple of bad shots and went, "Okay, now you're really our friend."
And then we hit that couple of the spotters for us.
Yeah, we had another couple getting play. They paid to just ride around the golf cart and spot the ball. So, folks, we welcome anybody who wants to participate.
I'm not making fun, but, you know, it's kind of like Jesus. You know, Frank, the way people follow you.
No, they don't.
I mean, they're just, you know, and we're just like your disciples.
My point is this. If they want to meet you, there's no better time unless you go buy a Chevy. But if you're not in the market for a car, then come play with us September 15th. You'll meet John. You'll meet us. You'll eat well. You will have plenty of cool things to drink. And it is absolutely, I don't like golf tournaments. This was as much fun as I've ever had with one, just because it's easy. And when it's over, we have some great food and fellowship, as they like to say. And you don't sit around through 50 auction items until it's 9 o'clock at night. We don't do that. It's just very well done. September 5th, and we're down now to only 5 foursomes left. We started yesterday, I think, or the day before, and we only had 10. Half of those are gone. So, folks, if you're interested, KTRS.com, up to the right. In the upper right, you'll see Franco Pinion Golf Tournament, even though that's not the name of it. Click on that, and all the information is there. Come meet John. You know, Come meet us.
Why are we changing the name this year?
I didn't change it. It never was the Franco Pinion. Never. I wouldn't allow it to be. It never was. It's just come play golf with Frank Opinion, the world's worst golfer. I insisted that be on there because I want people to know that no matter how bad you are, there will be someone as bad, and that'll be me.
I'm going to go some different golf sticks. I'm going to go. We've got a buddy that's going to get some. I'm going to get some used clubs. You have these guys that are really, really good golfers. It's like really good hockey players. Like they have a hockey stick for a few weeks and they
get a new one.
Oh, they buy a new set. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, sure.
I've known guys over the years that would only hit brand new golf balls. I got news for you. If a ball's been in the woods for 6 months, I'm not going to hit it any worse than I'm going to hit a new one. So I'll just play with that one. But it'll be fun. It'd be a lot of fun. And Normandy couldn't have been a better host. The food couldn't have been better. The people, my goodness, what a nice bunch of people. And you will really be glad you did this. At $125 a piece, come on. That includes everything you need. $500 for a foursome and only five of those left. So get on it and come meet John and come meet. Now, I will say I thought it was odd that when it was over, everybody's car that wasn't from Johnny Londoff wouldn't start.
Mm-hmm.
I thought
that was weird.
What a weird coincidence that was.
Unbelievable.
And he was standing by there with some demos.
And business card.
Take my car.
Business card.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who disconnected my spark plug? I have no idea who did that.
Random criminals.
How come my gas cap's off and there's an empty bottle of water there? I have no idea that ever happened.
So are people buying Chevys in the heat?
You know, it's a little warm.
Yeah,
I know you've noticed that.
A little warm.
But, you know, it's summertime in St. Louis. And up until now, we've had a really mild summer. So, I would rather, I don't like 100 degrees, but I would rather see it in the 90s than in the teens.
Oh, my goodness, any day.
I cannot stand the winter. It gets pitch dark at, 4:45, 5 o'clock.
No good.
You know, at 9 o'clock, at 8:45, it's still a bright sky, not totally bright, but I love this time of year. Being on the heat, it's time to buy a new car, folks. $13,900 for a Chevy Cruze, brand new Cruze.
Stop it. $13,900
for a brand new Malibu. Are you sitting down? Because these prices are going to knock you right off your feet.
Sit down, everybody.
Your socks are going to come off unless your shoes are on.
I'm holding on to my socks and I'm seated. Go ahead.
2017 Camaros. I don't think we've ever priced Camaros this low. $19,900.
Maybe you did back in 1970.
Yeah. That's probably the price of what they were in the 80s. That 2017 Silverado double cab only $29,900. 2017 Equinox LS $22,900. And we have 2018 Equinoxes for $25,900. So, because I think we're about out of the 17.
Well, the 18s are coming in already.
New design.
I didn't realize
that. Design. Unbelievable design. 2017 Chevy Traverse $25,900. At one time we had about 60 plus Traverses. We're down to 18. That is amazing. That car, it just gets hotter than a firecracker. Bam. Boom.
I suggested a car to General Motors, the Chevy division. They turned me down, and it was a few years ago. And I said, "How about the drive?"
The what?
to drive.
To drive.
And they went with traverse.
Oh.
See what I did there?
Oh.
It's a little bit
to drive.
It's a little bit over some people's
reverse.
Heads. Yeah, drive, reverse.
Drive, yeah. Reverse. Yeah. Yeah.
They didn't
like
it.
I forward. I kinda got it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I knew you would.
I don't know if it was really funny, but I got it.
For neutral.
No, Dan.
Like that.
Dan, the joke's over.
Oh.
So. Yeah, it's over, Dan. Yeah, quit breathing down Frank's neck, will you? Quit sucking up.
You know what I have on the Tahoe that I've never had to use? And it's that tow button, you know, on the end of the shift lever for where you put it in gear. On the very end, there's a button, and it's for towing. And I've never had to use it because I don't tow things. I don't particularly
You've never towed anything?
No, I have in years past, but I'm not a big fan of it. I've never really enjoyed towing anything, especially something of any significant size. I'm not a good tower when I have to back up. I'm fine going forward, but when you have to back up, these guys, they can just back in like truck drivers.
Oh man,
back down an alley between two telephone poles and boom, never have to do it the first time. Towing is tricky, and you need to know what you're doing if you're going to tow a boat or a camper or something. So, never had to use that.
Well, you know what? Again, really looking forward to the golf tournament September 15th for one of the most amazing organizations in the country. Okay, Backstoppers.
Yep.
That just you and I both, and a lot of people, huge supporters. I was taking my sons to Guns N' Roses because, you know, it's the night before Thanksgiving. It's the only way I get out of the house, but I wanted to go. I've been going to Guns N' Roses, I think, since day one when it was down at the St. Louis Broadway Boxing Club.
I think that's their biggest, isn't that their single biggest event for raising money, I think?
It is one of the most fun evenings, I don't care, of the year. And the one thing, you know, because, you know, you know, I mean, just I got a lot of great friends, you know, that are police officers and police chiefs and captains and lieutenants, and man, there's a tight fraternity, and you know they have to be now, but they're always. I mean, they all know each other from whether it was, you know, the academy or they're you know, most are second generation and now third generation, and I mean to want to step up and say, you know what, yeah, I know I'm. You know, it's a bunch of BS how, you know, the media wants to rip me apart. I still want to go to the academy. I still want to be a cop like my dad or my grandpa. Hats off, man. I just love them. The men and women that keep us safe. And
I mean, I'd like to add something to this. You folks, you know, when you watch TV or you look at the news that pops up on your iPad or your phone or whatever, all you see, because all they put on there, is negative stuff about the police. For every one of those, you're not seeing 1,000 really great stories about something wonderful that the police officers have done for somebody. So try to remember that. And if you'd like to be part of what we're trying to do here, and that is call attention to all of the great police officers, now here's a way to do it. Here's a way to do it. If this thing doesn't sell out by the end of this week, I'm going to start getting disappointed. I don't think I'll have to worry about that. I think it will. But you know, somebody has to say something great because they deserve it, and most of them deserve it. So that's, in a small way, we're doing that with this tournament. So
it's not a small way. It's a big, it's a great event. A lot of fun. I mean, I just had so much fun up until you started dancing, you know, there on the blacktop.
Can I tell people what happened? I passed out. I was dehydrated and I actually passed out, and all I heard, I was still conscious, but I heard laughter.
And it was
nobody said, hey.
No, let me help you.
Yeah.
The first time, I mean, I bolted. I mean, with like lightning quick speed to help keep you from going.
I don't remember that.
Your head all over the rear. No, and let me help you, because we were in a car together.
Uh-huh.
Dan and Ian didn't move a muscle.
Well, you're right.
Okay? I didn't see either one of them happen. I was in my own cart. I was just driving all.
I saw him.
Dan thought it was a comedy.
We
thought you were trying to be funny.
Yeah, it looked like somebody doing a drunk act. I'm walking sideways, and I can't keep up with my, and I just fell. And there I'm down for the count.
And then all of a sudden, boom.
Yeah, and then I got up and fell again.
On a cart path, and it had some, you know, it was, you know, what about it? You know, it wasn't flat. Yeah. It's not flat.
Right.
It had, you know, tilt to it, you know, the elevation. And you went down. I'm sure what. And standing in, I mean, if you heard the laughing, maybe it was the spotters that you could throw a couple. They probably thought, oh, that Frank is so
that guy will do anything for a laugh.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. To Dan's credit, he's the first one that said, you're dehydrated. That's exactly what it turned out to be. So this year, I will maybe hit a bucket of balls. I don't know why. It's not going to make the game any better. And the other thing I'm going to do is drink about 80 gallons of Gatorade before I get there and have some plenty of it with me. So that I will do. That show will not be presented again.
Why don't you go to the range a couple of times?
Well, that's what I said, bucket of balls. I'll go have a few. But it doesn't make any difference. It never has. It's never made any difference. You can go out there and hit perfectly, and then you get on the golf course and you look horrible.
I know. I've played nine holes with you a few times before.
That's not pretty. Well,
it's
before,
fun, though.
Before any of this can happen, and the only way you're ever able to write checks to help great organizations like this is if you sell cars. So it's the circle of life and circle of love. You buy a car, and some of it ends up helping the police. So there you go.
Great, great, great event, and you know we are here to support all of our great law enforcement. But hey, hats off to everyone who has to work outside. You know, I got this unbelievable service department, even with a little bit of a wind and the fans and the guys in the detail shop and the parts department here at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, God, love them. And then they don't stop. They just keep going to fix your car right the first time, every time, and take care of our great customers and the great AM and the PM crowd. So, and anyone that, you know, can you imagine having to, like, you know, work on a rooftop?
Oh man.
AC unit or something.
It takes more of a man than I am to do that. That's hot.
Come and see us. We're open late tonight till 9 o'clock at least. 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 24/7, 365 at LawnDuff.com. Into our 75th year of serving transportation needs for the St. Louis metro area. Again, a big shout out to our folks in Illinois. You have a huge amount of listeners.
Yes, we do.
In Illinois. I mean, Southern Illinois, it's awesome. So, thanks for everything. Have a great rest of the show, and start hydrating now for September.
I will. Thank you, John.
Thanks, Frank. Okay.
Bye-bye. He's talking about the service people, how they just go on and keep going and keep going with no heat. I mean, no air conditioning, no heat in there. But it's because I went and I saw there's a sign that says, no matter what, keep going.
Well,
do not stop. If you drop, you're fired. That's what it says.
Good motivation.
No, I'm kidding. Yeah, I'm kidding, of course. That's not true. So let me take a minute here, a little American Equity Mortgage time. And then before you know it, the man who's been everywhere or is working on being everywhere or having been everywhere, Bill Cleveland, will join us. I'll see if you've ever heard of that model train museum over by Washington, Missouri. American Equity Mortgage has been with us 25 years, the longest running advertiser we have. And advertisers are tough to keep and even tougher to get. We could certainly use two or three businesses, products, services that would like to have a relationship and a partner with a radio show that, and I've been doing this for a long time, that is the most effective sales tool you can get in the radio business, and that's this show. So you can always email me at frankopinion.com. Which is not what American Equity did 25 years ago. I don't think they emailed anybody 25 years ago. I remember that it was a visit to the radio station and a meeting in the conference room. And the next thing you know, they're on the air, and 25 years later, they're still on the air. And they're not stupid. This is a big organization. They wouldn't do it if it didn't work. And it wouldn't work if you folks weren't saying to American Equity Mortgage that you're AM and the PM. Thank you for that. What you need to know is their phone number and their website, and that they will help you get a mortgage. I can't imagine anybody can get you a better rate than they can. That's what put them on the map. And then they'll also show you the smart way to borrow money if you're a homeowner and something comes up and you don't have the cash for it. That's called home equity loan. AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999.
Time for a check on traffic with Tim Weiland.
Got a pretty big accident messing things up on northbound Highway 270. It's just before McKelvey. Only the two left lanes are blocked. The right through lane and the two exit lanes to Highway 70 are blocked now. And they have cones up. You're backed up to Page. You can get around this accident, merging to those two left lanes and then get back into the 70 exit lanes. But boy, what a jam up we have. Southbound 270 is stop go now from Olive down through Big Bend. We also have a little slowdown between 44 and Graboy. If you are traveling eastbound on Highway 40 downtown, you are now slowing from Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. Really heavy all the way from the Missouri side of Highway 70 over the Museal Veterans Bridge to the 55-64 split. Northbound 55, you're backed up to 44, and eastbound 44, slow from Jefferson to 55. And this traffic report brought to you by Staples. It is your office away from your office. Everything you need to print, scan, or fax. Access files from a USB, email, or the cloud, and use self-serve machines to get back to business. Staples, it's pro time. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota,
Okay. I think you know who he is. He's the man who's been everywhere. Or soon he'll be able to say that. His name is Bill Clevland, brought to you by him. That's right. Window World. The number one selling replacement window in the United States. For good reason. Please say hello to Bill Clevland.
Hey, you guys, good afternoon.
All right. Calgon used to have a slogan, Calgon, take me away. Bill Clevland, take us away. Where are we going?
Well, I went to a place today that I don't know that you want me to talk about. It was the National Balloon Museum.
Why not?
Well, I have a story I'd rather tell you instead about something that happened yesterday. So I wrote an article about Wichita, Kansas, about a year and a half ago. I went to Kansas because people kept saying there's nothing to do in Kansas. So I went there and I spent about a week and a half. So I write this article about Wichita, Kansas, and it blew up my website. I mean, like 100,000 people looked at this thing in the first 24 hours. Like a year and a half ago. All right, whatever. So as the weeks and months went by, the audience kind of trickled down, not a lot of hits. So someone apparently had reshared this article recently within the last week or so. And so I start getting a couple of emails from people going, hey, you know, thanks for writing about Wichita. And I find out that someone in the city council at Wichita reshared this post, I guess, on Facebook and on Twitter and social media or whatever.
Is this end with somebody dying and leaving you $10 million?
No, I wish.
Okay.
So I look on Twitter last night. I don't use Twitter very often, but I looked on Twitter last night, and I saw that somebody had sent a message, and the message was, hey, Bill, come back to Wichita around Christmas time and look at my Santa's Village, and I'll give you a free cookie. That's what the message was. I guess they have some big elaborate Santa.
Ooh, free cookie.
So I look at the person. The tweet was from actress Kirstie Alley.
Stop it. Yes. Stop it.
My hand to God.
Does she live in Wichita?
Apparently she lives in Wichita. She's got a million or two million followers on Twitter. It was the real deal. I thought that's pretty wild. So
wow.
Next on the road might be in Kirstie Alley's kitchen or something.
Wow.
That was not
right.
A fat joke.
Or take it a step further, we may be hearing her call herself Kirstie Clevland.
Kirstie Alley Clevland.
So. Uh-huh. I thought you'd enjoy that slightly more than the balloon.
That's a good story.
So.
Real quickly, speaking of balloons, it's summer. Folks, kids love water balloons. It's a great summer fun thing to do. And then there's a company that makes a thing where you put it on the, have you seen these on the faucet?
Yeah.
It fills up 20 water balloons once and they tie themselves. You've got to get Archie this, P.I.
We got one before, yes.
They're terrific. So good.
Forget Archie, buy me one.
Summer fun. Okay.
All right. I'm Bill Clevland on the road and, of course, on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
All right, see you, bye.
That's one of those things. I still love water balloons. Brenda and I were throwing them at each other the other day. You got to pick up all the, you know, skin of.